special meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Watch this.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Gentlemen, ladies. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I still want to get all over the top of Spike Lee for his stupid comments. You know, the thing about slavery, it's a scam. Like, for somebody to say, the white man stole the black man from the continent. Like, bro, how can we ever heal when y'all lying? You're living a lie. And these same people are the ones who have black people today on a mental plantation. This is why I say get off the Democrat plantation. These people have them on a mental plantation. If you look at slavery and you see the white man stole us from the continent of Africa, then forced us to work on stolen land. And in your mind, you think the Africans were living in the wholesome life in perfect harmony, and the devilish evil white man came and stole millions, not 1,500. Millions of black people were enslaved. Millions of black people, they stole millions of people from a 6-month boat ride. They stole millions. It's like, you can't be that stupid. Because that either tells one or two stories. Either the black Africans are that inferior that they are too ignorant and primitive to stop white people from stealing millions of their people. It didn't happen that way. That's how we should know it's all bullcrap to start with. And then, majority of slaves went to South America. A small remnant of slaves went to North America, where we are currently at. If you know anything about slavery, you had to have some money to purchase slaves. Slaves didn't come over here for free. There was people who brought the slaves over, and then people had to purchase them at an auction, where they had to pay money. And if you didn't have no money, you can't purchase slaves. And you know what you have to do? You have to get your ashy butt out there, and you have to work your own land. There is no Amazon. There is no Tesla. There is no none of these big major corporations back in slavery. If you wanted to eat, you got to work. And many white people had to work. They did not have slaves. It was only like the highest number I've seen of slave ownership was like 6%. Of white people in the South that owned slaves. And amongst those slave owners were black people as well. It's a whole lie. It's a made up lie. Like, slavery is bad. Like, enslaving people is bad. But people have been enslaving people since way back in the Bible. And Africans enslaved people too. They slaved their own people that they didn't turn around and sold. And people like Spike Lee are so stupid that you just beat up the white man in America and you don't blame your own people that enact genocide on each other by the millions. I don't understand, like, what are we even talking about? African people got a lot of issues too. The continent of Africa should be the most continent in the world. People are they greedy. Not all of the people. I'm saying the leadership is greedy. They got people living like superstars, and their populace is poor. AIDS epidemic, all these other things that happen on the continent of Africa, which the continent has the most resources. I mean, one of the reasons why it's hard, though, even though the resources there, is because there's no real major waterways that go through the continent of Africa in a significant way where you can link Africa to around the world. It's kind of why Europe blew up and some of these other places, because you have access to water. You have access to water channels where you can have commerce and all of the above. That's why West Africa and the Atlantic slave trade was popular, because people can go out in boats right up against the Atlantic onto the continent of Africa. And that's where they get the slaves at. And so regardless of that, these people are destroying black and brown minds because they paint this picture that you don't belong here. They paint this picture that the people who probably have the keys to success for you, they paint them as enemies. The white man is not your enemy. The white man is your ally. Have we not figured that out yet? How did black people end up? How did the Underground Railroad become prolific? Ding, 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 ding. Spike Lee, because of white people. How did black people get free from slavery? Ding, 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 ding. A whole bunch of white people died so black people can be free. Not solely so black people free. They died and afforded the opportunity for black people to be free. How did black people get citizenship? Ding, 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 ding. White people. How did black people have the right to vote in America? Well, they lost the right and then they regained the right. Because back before black people lost the right to vote, or they took the right from black people to vote, it was about property ownership. But let's go ding, ding, ding. How did they recover the right to vote in America? White people. You want to go down the list? Everything that black people have been able to accomplish in America, white people had a part in that. The success of Jay-Z, the success of NBA players, the success of actors, the success of anything that you see in America came at the partnership or the allyship of white people. I don't understand why we feel like we got to be enemies. We are partners in this thing called the American dream. Black people help out white people. White people help out black people. Help out Mexican people. Help out whatever you want to say, Asian people, Indian people. Go down the list. We all should be working together, help each other out. That's how we became successful. But you got these dinglebats here who they make a fortune on division and victimhood. They make it all the way up to the top. They up there sitting on a high horse and they looking down on the black man, they brothers, and saying, Negro, you ain't never going to be here. Because you ain't, the white man ain't never going to let you get to a place of success. And he go, Spike Lee, well, how did you make it, brother? In spite of, man, and, you know, I ain't really made it. Like, white man, I'm still a black man in the world. Man, got some of the most incredible movies. I'm still a black man, man. We ain't really got rights still. And they got $100 million. They owe millions of dollars in taxes, Al Sharpton. At some point, I don't know if he paid them yet, but at some point he owed millions of dollars in taxes. Al Sharpton, how did the white man skip over you and your family? Because your kids go to a private school and you're a millionaire. What happened to the oppression? What happened to systemic racism? How did you jump over? Well, explain to me how the white man skipped you then. Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama. I mean, you go down and list all these black people that are incredibly successful. Well, explain to me how you made it through. And maybe we all can make it through if we somehow being held down. LeBron James, hey, knock, 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 LeBron. Tell us how you made it. If the white man is so bad and you're afraid to leave your house. You've left your house a thousand times already. And sometimes you leave it in the Bugatti. The most expensive cars ever made. And you got houses all over the country. LeBron, how do you escape getting killed by police officers? Instead of dumb LeBron getting out there saying, I'm afraid to leave my house. I'm going to get killed by the police just from being LeBron James. Instead of saying something stupid like that, why don't you tell your man, hey, look, I don't argue with the police. I'm going to say this because it's boiling my blood. Smart black men who are manipulative, they know that I ain't fighting with no police officer. But they won't tell their other brothers and sisters that. They won't look back or look into the camera and say, hey, brother, don't do curbside justice. Don't fight these cops, man. If they did wrong, your best shot is in court. Your best shot is filing a formal complaint. It ain't fighting them on the side of the road. They know it. They practice it. They teach it to their children. But yet they get on the podium and they tell the next brother, man, them cops, they all dirty. They all wrong, man. And then when one of them fight the cop and die, they go, justice for so-and-so. The cops shouldn't have did that. And in their mind, and the way they teach their family, is that I'd never put my hands on no cop and do that. Tell us, Jay-Z, what white man are you working with to get your success? Because you're telling all the other brothers and sisters, giving them the illusion that working with the white man is like working with the devil. But yet you working with the white man. And you a billionaire today. And Beyonce, billionaire. What brand deals are you doing with white people? Jewish people. Go down the list. But yet they'll tell you, the white man is the enemy. The white man stole us on stolen land. Shut up. Every land is stolen. Everybody done screwed over somebody to get what they got. Put them over or conquering them. The entire Roman Empire was just conquer and conquer and conquer and conquer. Hold the phone. I'll be back at the break. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Ruthie. I love helping people. There's so many people that are down. Sometimes all it takes is a piece of pie to make the sunshine come in their life again. And with the help of Balance of Nature, it's making it more fun and giving me more energy. And I would really like to thank Balance of Nature. These are mine for life.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to?
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. And I appreciate everybody that's watching, calling in, listening, all of the above. People that follow me on social media, my social media is crazy. I'm like so proud of what we've been able to do. On social media, we hit 1 million. They threw me a party today, which is crazy. And they had all these people calling, had all these people on the video clip saying, congratulations on reaching 1 million Instagram. On Instagram. And I thought that was so amazing. It was great what they did for me, which anyway, I ain't get all emotional, get saucy on y'all. Let me just say this real quick thing, and then I'm going to get back to the what I was talking about before. Judge orders Hunter Biden to look for a job and lay off drugs as a condition for stay out of condition for him to stay out of jail. On Wednesday, the Delaware judge ordered Hunter Biden to actively seek employment, abstain from drug and alcohol, submit to random drug testing, and not possess a firearm as conditions for staying out of jail. Biden was charged last month, if you're not familiar with it, with two misdemeanor criminal charges of failure to pay more than $100,000 in taxes from over $1.5 million in income in both 2017 and 2018. The younger Biden has been expected to plead guilty Wednesday after he had made an agreement with the prosecutor who were planning to recommend 2 years of probation. But the plea deal collapsed during a hearing when the judge rose the question of her concerns as to him being a part of an ongoing investigation. The plan also included an agreement on a separate gun charge. Hunter Biden has been accused of possessing a firearm in 2018 as a drug user. The younger Biden has admitted to struggling with drug addiction in the past. As long as he adheres to the terms of agreements, the gun case was to be wiped from his record. Otherwise, the felony charge carries 10 years in prison. The overlapping agreement created confusion for the judge, who said the lawyers needed to untangle technical issues, including over her role in enforcing the gun agreement before moving forward. And it says prosecutor said Wednesday that Hunter remains under active investigation, but would not reveal details. In the meantime, he pled not guilty to the tax charges. The collapsed proceeding was a surprising development to the year-long investigation, as diligent as they, you know, pursued this, it was kind of interesting how it fell apart. Now, I got to do more research on this because I really don't understand fully how they're going to proceed. You know, if she's just saying, hey, forget all the charges, you just need to stay out of trouble and submit to a drug test, it seems to be confusing to me. If the judge is saying that you're actively under investigation, so we're not going to pursue any of this because there's no need for them to bring you before me because we can't even hear the case when you're actively under investigation for similar or probably crimes that are associated with what he's pleading guilty to. So I may bring a lawyer on that understands this that can probably give us a better perspective of what's really going on. All right, there's so many other clips that I want to play. Let me see. Let me go with Elise Stefanik. Let's go with clip two. It's associated with Hunter Biden as well. Roll clip two.
Well, it was refreshing honesty from the judge, but let's take a step back, Maria, what's happened in the past 48 hours. Lawyers for Hunter Biden pretended to be Ways and Means Republican staffers and demanded that the IRS whistleblower testimony be taken off the docket. Because of this judge, she was paying very close attention. She was able to find out that they were pretending, and I believe that is worthy of being disbarred, the fact that these lawyers would pretend to be Republican staffers to try to hide that information from her. She was correct to demand a response from the Hunter Biden lawyers, but she was also correct to find that sweetheart immunity plea deal slipped into this agreement, giving Hunter Biden a sweetheart deal, whereas every other American has to live by a totally different set of rules. This would have protected Hunter Biden from any future prosecutions of the multiple crimes that he has committed. That's unacceptable and it's un-American. So I credit this judge for her decision.
All right, let's go to legal scholar Jonathan Turley. He's talking about Hunter Biden's and the question that was raised by the judge. Let's go to clip five.
Problem, because this was all supposed to be scripted. It was all supposed to be easy. And now it's off script, and it's anything but easy, because the judge just raised the one charge that the White House most fears, which is the chance that Hunter was a foreign agent. And if he was a foreign agent, the question is foreign agent for who and for what purpose? The president was that purpose. If you're influence peddling, it's influence over the president. So if you go for FARAH, it's going to bring all of this stuff in, including some of these tax counts from 2014 to 2015 that the Department of Justice allowed to run, allowed the statute of limitations to expire.
Right.
All of that can get bootstrapped into a FARAH issue. So the whole purpose of this deal is collapsing as we're watching it, and it's taken Washington by utter surprise.
I want to play another clip from Karine Jean Pierre, clip three.
Hunter Biden is a private citizen, and this was a personal matter for him. As we have said, the president, the first lady, they love their son, and they support him as he continues to rebuild his life. This case was handled independently, as all of you know, by the Justice Department under the leadership of a prosecutor appointed by the former president, President Trump. So for anything further, as you know, and we've been very consistent from here, I'd refer to the Department of Justice and to Hunter's representatives, who is his legal team, obviously, who can address any of your questions.
Funny thing is, it's a private citizen, a private matter, and he gets, you know, I guess Secret Service protection through a motorcade. They conflate the two. It's a private citizen. Yeah, right. I mean, they're not treating him like a private citizen. He's not viewed like a private citizen. Let's look at clip four about pardoning Hunter Biden. All right, it seems that we, you know, maybe have some technical difficulties with clip four. Got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. You can call in. We got the clip now. Let's play clip four.
Let me go back to the first question of the briefing. I know you said not a lot's changed since yesterday and that it's a personal matter, but from a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No. I just answered. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's funny. These people can lie. I guarantee you, as sure as I'm sitting here on this radio, and I would probably bet my entire salary and the projected salary that I will make in the next 20 years that if Hunter Biden is to go to jail, his dad is going to pardon him federally. He's going to pardon his son. All right, ladies and gentlemen, call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Call in. I'll catch you after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our 4th anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paver are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Gone terribly wrong with the world's economy, and futurist George Gilder says powerful elites are working behind the scenes to undermine not only America, but also the global financial system. Before you lose faith, be sure to read the book, Life After Capitalism, now on sale from Regnery Publishing. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about something, but I always forget what I'm supposed to tell you about. Salem News Channel, that's right. Y'all already knew it. Salem News Channel. If you're looking for an incredible channel with incredible conservative radio hosts, look no further. The Salem News Channel have you covered. One thing that I just love about the Salem News Channel is that you will never miss another show. So if you feel like, oh, man, I'm not going to be in the car at the time where Brandon is on, you'll never miss another show. All you got to do is go to SalemNewsChannel.com, and you can watch it, me live, every show, the first hour live. And you can watch not only myself but others. Download the Salem News Channel on the Apple, on the Android or iPhone, or the Roku. All right, let me get to some callers. There's a whole bunch of people calling in. 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Dave from Cleveland, Ohio, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, hi, Brandon. I understand that Thomas Jefferson's original draft forbid slavery. I don't know if you knew that, but it came from the American Minute source. That was the source of it. And the reason what happened was, and he was badgering the British and saying it's inhumane. But what happened was, in order to form a country, they had to have unanimous votes. So what happened was, there was two delegates in the South that would not sign because it forbid slavery. So Jefferson saw that New York was getting burned down, and the British were advancing. So he had to do something. So he agreed to pull it out of there to get a unanimous vote, and then he could form the country. But it had to be a unanimous vote. Ever hear that?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. You know, a lot of people didn't hear that. But so he originally didn't want slavery.
Right. And these are the stories and the realities that I think are missed. Like even when I was looking up Robert E. Lee, right? I was looking up Robert E. Lee, and I was trying to find like a history. I'm like, why are people so crazy about Robert E. Lee? They act like he's just a devil. And I looked him up, and Robert E. Lee helped free slaves in Africa. As a part of his life, he helped free slaves in Africa. And Robert E. Lee, in his will, when he died, all of his slaves would be free. And his father had the same thing. And another thing, Robert E. Lee never, I don't think Robert E. Lee ever wanted to have slaves. He inherited his slaves as his father when he got sick. He had to take over the farm, and they had slaves there. So Robert E. Lee and some of these other people in our history, they never was really favorable towards slavery. Robert E. Lee wrote that slavery was wrong. Like a lot of people didn't see it. It's very crazy because the barbarism of today, meaning that back in the day when we used to put people in an electric chair, many thought that that was barbaric. And I would argue in the next 20 years, you're going to look back and say, people's eyeballs used to pop out when they get the electric chair, and people were like, how could we do that? How in the world could we do a firing squad? That used to be so barbaric. But at the time, it did not seem barbaric. And the same thing with slavery. We see slavery today as a way worse thing because it's almost like non-existent. Humans have evolved past that barbaric thought. But back then, everybody had slaves. It was normal to have slaves. And so I think they saw it differently. So it wasn't. And many of the people that claim that they would have acted today and they would have been like, I would have stopped slavery. No, they wouldn't have. All you got to do is look at COVID-19. People are ready to throw people back in slavery if they disagree with them.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jefferson probably thought, hey, you know what? I can always go back to it. But in the meantime, we're going to have to get this country going. And, you know, with the British advancing, that's probably why he had, he had no choice to pull it out if you look at the context of it. But he figured, hey, I'll go back to it later and then we'll try to work on trying to get the, you know, the forbidden slavery, you know. But if you look at context, he had to do that. Otherwise, he wouldn't. It was unanimous. They had to have a unanimous vote or they couldn't form the country or the Constitution.
100%. I got to get to the break. So, Dave, if you want to stay on, just hold the phone. We'll come back to you so you can finish your last thought. I got about 30 seconds before I have to tell you guys about this incredible, incredible supplement called Relief Factor. So if you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, looking for a supplement that works, I want you guys to look no further. Relief Factor has you covered. One thing that I love about Relief Factor is simple and it works. And I guess that's two things. I'm sounding like Joe Biden. Remember when Joe Biden said I have two words, God bless America, somebody said. I'm like, God damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800 for relief. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800 for relief. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
The following is not an actor, but a real life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself, because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Free.
We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about this incredible movie called Nefarious. If you are looking for, and let me just say this, Nefarious is, just so you guys know, Nefarious is the number one rented movie on Salem now. So it is incredibly popular. Jim Caviezel, I think people know who he is. If you didn't know who Jim Caviezel was, at this point, or like before, you know who he is now because of Sound of Freedom. It's been an incredibly popular movie as well. But he has so many great things to say about Nefarious. Dinesh D'Souza loves Nefarious, said that it's excellent. It's an incredible movie, compelling. I can go down a list of people that said Nefarious is great. Give it a try. It's one of those movies where you get something out of it. It's a mystery movie. It's a subliminal. You know, there's a lot of subliminal things. There's a lot of truth bombs being dropped, you know, through this, the concept of this guy being insane and all this. It's just an incredible, incredible way to display truth and reality. Especially take some of your liberal friends, take some of your anti-Christian friends, and it may make them see the world very differently. Go to SalemNow.com and rent Nefarious today. All right, got tons of people calling in. Dave, I want to go back to you real quick. Let's go back to Dave from Ohio. I want to give you a chance to finish what you were saying on the last call.
Yeah, was bringing up was about Frederick Douglass. One of the quotes he had, where the journalists were trying to corner him on saying that he's colored. And he came back, maybe you can help me understand this quote, but he said, you know what? The only real minority is the minority of the individual. What did he mean by that?
Man, I don't know.
I interpreted it as that, you know what? Really, even when you're by yourself, your family can't help you. No one could help you. You're by yourself, you know, right? Like, you're really the individual. Is that what he was meaning?
I don't know. I have to look.
I didn't have trouble finding that quote, but it was a quote that he had.
I'm gonna look it up, and I'm gonna see if I can interpret that. But Dave, thank you so much for the call. I think that's pretty interesting. I gotta look up that. Sean, if you can, I don't know if you heard the gentleman. If we could try to find that quote, I want to read it and see if I can. If I'm looking at it, I could see what maybe Frederick Douglass meant by that. Let me go to the next caller. Let me go to Chris from Mississippi. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you for taking my call, Officer Tatum. What I was wanting to know is, what do you think about this UFO stuff that they got going on?
It's weird to me.
Is it trying to cover up Hunter Biden stuff, get everybody's attention off? If this has been going on, you know how the trick phones and cameras and everything doing, and why is this only happening in the United States? You know, because through the years, everybody's seen, you know, foreign flying objects unidentified, you know, military tests and stuff. I was a kid, I saw a military, we'd buy a military base and they was testing something. But are they trying to bring, you know, you ever watch the movie Independence Day?
Yeah.
When all of them got on top of the building to welcome the aliens?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just is. Why are we spending money to get another panel up on to investigate on something when we should be investigating on what's going on with our government?
I agree 1,000%, Chris. I'm very confused as to this. It's funny because they're saying all of these things about UFOs very casually today, when in the past they completely denied it. And the funny thing is that this hearing, they literally said there was a UFO that crashed and the aliens in the UFO, I'm assuming they're aliens, were recovered as well. And like, it's getting no news coverage. It's not getting any coverage. So that makes me feel like that either they're dumb, people don't care, or their attempt to cover up Hunter Biden's story is falling apart.
Right. And the dude that's on there looks like an out of shift to me. He's either done smoked too much weed and took too much drugs. I mean, dude, if y'all had all this for all this time, you know it would have come out, and y'all would have been reporting on this a long time ago. But it's what they're saying is protecting the national security. Well, go shut the border down.
Right.
You're going to waste all this money and time on fantasy stuff. Because like you said, and I believe, there's only one I bow to, and that's Jesus Christ, the Lord, my Savior. And it would be awesome to, you know, there was life forms out there, but y'all going to waste time and money on this stuff. Show it on, you know, it's just going to bring out another, way I feel, it's going to bring out another force of people that believes in all that stuff.
Well, yeah, Chris, think about it like this. Think about it as this. Clearly, the UFOs aren't a threat to us. Because how many people have been killed by unidentified objects? You tell me all this time in the existence of humanity, they've never killed anybody. And they're so primitive that they've flown here from galaxies away just to crash and get captured by dumb human beings that don't even know what gender they are. It's nowhere in the world intelligent beings are getting caught and crashing. Their aircraft is crashing on Earth. It's no way it's happening.
And what aggravates me, we're going to spend taxpayers' dollars on this to get another government. You know how they set up government system to get all these people in there to investigate on this stuff. There's more important stuff going on that we need to be paying attention to than a UFO. If they're here, let them come on in. We'll all stand together and take them. But why would they travel thousands of miles to crash their aircraft?
It's dumb. I mean, they're not traveling thousands, man. They're traveling millions of miles.
Millions of light years.
You're talking our view of our galaxy reveals that there's nothing out there. Our satellites don't catch them coming in, right? We don't have a satellite anywhere that show UFOs coming from outer space. So either they're here on our planet or they're coming from millions of miles away with technology that we haven't even have the quantity to fathom, and they crash in on planet Earth as if they're not exposed to atmosphere and gravitational pull. They're able to build a craft that can fly through space, but they don't understand gravitational pull and atmospheric pressure and all this other stuff. It's got to be the stupidest thing in the world. Chris, thanks so much for the call. I'm running up against the clock. I just don't believe the UFO stuff, man. I hear them talking, and I'm like, dang, that's my bold statements. You saying that y'all found remains inside of these things? It's like when you think about it like that, it can convince you. But then you got to snap out of it and say, we ain't that stupid. You telling me that they're the size of humans? How conveniently.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.
Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.work and use promo code Salem to get 10% off your first month's job postings.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Let's see, I got a couple people calling in. Let me get to Adam from Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, it's me, Adam. It's just unbelievable how much stuff they tried to hide and basically sneak under the radar. Thankfully, the judge called it out. You know, I mean, that was a wonderful thing. Another thing is that what I find more unbelievable, I have friends and family members who are on the other side of the aisle, so to speak, and it's reached a point where they're more willing to be willfully ignorant to what's going on rather than seeing what's right before their eyes. It's just unbelievable.
Mm. Well, Adam, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Let me get somebody else in. Bob from Palm, what is that, Palm Harbor, Florida?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yes, sir. I believe that a lot of the black people, the problem is they've taken too much of this entitlement culture, and they're not emphasizing education and skills near enough. And that's why where I think that comes from. And as far as the Democrats, you know, and the guy that just mentioned so about the his family, or people wouldn't believe it. The Democrats really aren't a party. They're more of a cult than they are a party nowadays. And
I agree.
What do you think, officer?
Oh no, I agree 100%. Bob, thanks so much for the call. I think 100% is more like I think that there's a divide, right? I think Republicans are politicians. The Republican Party has a political perspective. The Democrat Party is like people who I think a cognitive they practice cognitive dissonance, or they believe in confirmation bias. Like I think it's a default culture that the Democrat Party has become. I don't know what it was before I got into politics, but it appears to me that it's like people that either do not function properly mentally, they don't have the courage to stand up for anything, they believe in progressivism, which is really regressive, they fall to the Democrat side. Any functional adult that have common sense would question the Democrat Party. And the Republican side, you would demand more from them. But the Democrats, you would question them. Like, what are y'all talking about? How do we get to this point where you got a person who's being sworn in as a Supreme Court justice and she can't even tell you what a woman is? Like, I mean, it's asinine to me. I'm running out of time. I want you guys who have called in, Warren, Bob, Karen, I want you guys to hold the phone. I'll get to you guys after the break. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
it? I feel like I had to say yes just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.